You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on two movies with Meryl Streep and one movie with Rachel Brosnahan. Our first movie is The Prom, and it's the new film version of the Broadway play on Netflix, directed by Ryan Murphy. It tells the story of a lesbian teenager named Emma, played by newcomer Jill Ellen Pellman, whose school labels her an outcast after the homophobic PTA cancels the upcoming prom. Word of this gets out to some unlucky Broadway actors who decide to earn some publicity by fighting for the girl's cause. They're portrayed by Meryl Streep, James Corden, Nicole Kidman, and Andrea Nels. The movie is silly when we see Kerry Washington having awkward moments as the head of the PTA, but it also has a lot of sincerely touching moments regarding the prejudice towards the homosexuals and lesbians and how they thrive on them. It's also funny when we see Streep and Corden as the more acclaimed actors resorting to live in a motel and failing to bribe the manager of their Tony Awards to get suites. And it's danceable when we see all the colorful and elaborate show-stopping musical numbers. This film version overcomes its weaknesses and inspires people of all genders and interests, and they need the love and entertainment. 3 stars. Next up, we have Streep once again in Steven Soderbergh's new opus, Let Them All Talk, which is now on HBO Max. This time, she plays an acclaimed writer who must take a cruise from New York to London to receive a prestigious award. She is joined by her nephew, played by Lucas Hedges, who connects with her agent, played by Gemma Chen, and her old friends, played by Candice Bergen and Diane Weiss, who both banter about their lives and their estranged relationship with Streep. I may not understand everything going on in the movie, but Let Them All Talk still examines and offers life and decisions with the kind of spike that Soderbergh provides. She made choices that ruined her friendship with her old friends, and she's become cynical about whether or not she can pull off her next opus. All these stars are able to improvise on the script on the boat, as it was actually filmed on it, and they work with Streep and Soderbergh with respective ambitions. And the ending pays off very well. 3.5 stars. And finally, we have On Your Woman, released on Amazon Prime. I saw this movie on the Chicago Film Festival's virtual screening, and I was easily entertained by how well Rachel Brosnahan commits to her character and rises to the occasion. She plays a young woman whose thieving husband brings home a baby and puts them both in danger. The villains after them are underdeveloped, but the man protecting her and the baby is just as excellent. He's her husband's former employee, played by Arsene Kane, who doesn't have much info about the whereabouts of her husband. The thrills are real and provocative, and the filmmakers Julia Hart and Justin Horowitz both present On Your Woman as a stylish throwback to the best 70s crime dramas. Matter of fact, this does take place in the 70s. Brosnahan, who also produced this movie, delivers the goods when her character learns to thrive on the dangers. Kane also uses his tone wisely, and Marcia Stephanie Blake knocks it out of the park as her new friend who has been in the same situation as her. Hart and Horowitz both guide Brosnahan on the right path, and even with some downfalls, she still manages to earn the star billing. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.